I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 6:45. Tomorrow night at 5, we begin a four-part documentary series on education from American Public Media. Here's a preview.
From APM Reports, this is Changing Class, Are Colleges Helping Americans Move Up? I'm Stephen Smith. Adam Carlesco grew up in Roanoke, Virginia. His dad worked in a hardware store, delivered pizzas, sold cell phones.
I look back on it, and I think that I wasn't hungry, that I wasn't poor. But then I talked to my mom, and she's like, oh, you know, there were a couple times the lights got shut off and stuff like that.
They shopped for their clothes at thrift stores. His parents hadn't gone to college. They told him he had to.
There were, I think, one or two times that I joked. I was like, well, maybe I just won't go to college. And they were like, don't you even joke about that.
So Adam did what most young Americans do now when they graduate from high school. He went to college.
Now, more than ever, a college education is a necessity.
America will need at least 4 million college graduates by 2020.
From APM Reports, this is Changing Class, Are Colleges Helping Americans Move Up? I'm Stephen Smith. Adam Carlesco grew up in Roanoke, Virginia. His dad worked in a hardware store, delivered pizzas, sold cell phones.
I look back on it, and I think that I wasn't hungry, that I wasn't poor. But then I talked to my mom, and she's like, oh, you know, there were a couple times the lights got shut off and stuff like that.
They shopped for their clothes at thrift stores. His parents hadn't gone to college. They told him he had to.
There were, I think, one or two times that I joked. I was like, well, maybe I just won't go to college. And they were like, don't you even joke about that.
So Adam did what most young Americans do now when they graduate from high school. He went to college.
Now, more than ever, a college education is a necessity.
America will need at least 4 million college graduates by 2020.
That's why we help our students find careers and increase their earning potential.
It's not just colleges that sell the message that higher education is the way to move up. So do guidance counselors, politicians, economists, and parents. Adam Carlesco hoped a degree would mean financial security.
It just kind of wanted a basic sort of life where if a simple, you know, fee or something like that came up, I wasn't freaking out. I could easily cover it. I'd like to just have the regular road bumps smoothed out a bit.
In other words, he wanted to do better than his parents. It's the classic definition of the American dream. But kids doing better than their parents, does that really happen in America?
Look at the probability that a child grows up to earn more than his or her parents earned.
This is John Friedman. He's an economist at Brown University.
For kids born in the 1940s, they were almost guaranteed to achieve this level of success. About 90% of them grew up to earn more than their parents did.
But social mobility has been going down in America.
By the time you get to when I was born in 1980, it's just a coin flip. Only 50% of kids earn more than their parents do.
Today, it's hard to break out of the class that you're born into. Children of well-off families are likely to stay that way. Children of poor families are very likely to stay poor. A lot of people hope college will help them move up. But are colleges really helping people do better? We know from all kinds of data that, on average, college is a good bet if you want to improve your economic circumstances. People with bachelor's degrees earn 84% more over a lifetime than people with just high school diplomas. And if you don't have a degree, you're about twice as likely to be unemployed and more than three times as likely to live in poverty. And it's not all about money. People with college degrees tend to be healthier, they're more likely to vote and to volunteer, and their kids are more likely to go to college too. But not everyone who goes to college gets all these benefits. Whether going to college will give people like Adam Carlesco the boost they're looking for depends a lot on where they go to college. We know this from the work of John Friedman. Along with a couple of economists at Harvard, he started something called the Equality of Opportunity Project. They looked at federal data from the IRS and the Department of Education for all college students from 1999 to 2013. That's about 30 million people.
And what we do with those students is we look to see what their circumstances were before enrolling in college, where they were living, and how much their parents were earning. And then we track them through to what happens after they leave college, whether they graduate or not, and they enter the labor force, measuring their earnings either individually or in their household in their mid-30s.
Then the economists calculated a mobility rate for every college in America. They defined the mobility rate as the percentage of all students who are bottom to top success stories. Now, this is obviously a very stark contrast, going from the lowest income to the highest income. In their data, that means going from a family income of less than $20,000 a year to a family income of at least $110,000 a year. We wouldn't expect college to do that for everyone, and not everyone's goal is to make it to the top 20%. If you want to look up a college's mobility rate, you can find a link on our website, apmreports.org.
That was a preview of part one in our four-part documentary series on education, airing Saturday nights at 5:00.